Blog Talk Radio.
A long, long time ago, I can still remember how that music used to make me smile. And I knew if I had my chance that I could make those people dance, and maybe they'd be happy for a while. But February made me shiver with every paper I'd deliver. Bad news on the doorstep. I couldn't take one more step. I can't remember if I cried when I read about his widowed bride. But something touched me deep inside today. The music died. So bye-bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. And them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, "This'll be the day that I die. This will be the day that I die." Did you write the book of love? And do you have faith in God above? If the Bible tells you so, and do you believe in rock and roll? Can music save your mortal soul? And can you teach me how to dance real slow? The day that I die. Now for 10 years we've been on our own, and moss grows fat on a rolling stone. But that's not how it used to be. When the jester sang for the king and queen in a coat he borrowed from James Dean, and a voice that came from you and me. King was looking down, the jester stole his thorny crown, the courtroom was adjourned. That I die. Helter skelter in the summer swelter, the birds flew off with a fallout shelter, 8 miles high and falling fast. The land is foul on the grass, the players tried for a forward pass with the jester on the sideline. Time.
All right. Welcome, everybody, to Journey into the Light Spiritual Radio. We are live on a Wednesday evening, May the 3rd. We've got a great guest coming up right now from Nova Scotia up there. And believe it or not, there's actually another time zone 1 hour ahead of you guys in the Eastern time zones. So, Bonnie, there's you might think you're the last time zone of 6:30, but there's actually a 7:30 out there. And that is my guest, Shannon Marie Hipson, mindfulness coach and so much more. And you can find out all about Shannon from her website and email, Facebook group, and also business page on Facebook, all listed here on the show page. All the links are there for you. So you can click on those links while you're listening to the program. You won't lose the show as you go to another window. So it's a great way to find out all about the guest and contact her for private sessions, which you'll be very happy you did. So, Shannon is speaking about the topic today is fear. I think that's what we all at times face, including myself earlier today. Wasn't looking for it, like most of us. We don't look for it, but anyway. So let's welcome Shannon Marie Hipson to the show. Welcome, Shannon.
Yes. Thank you for having me again, Michael. Happy to be here.
Well, it's great having you here. Looking forward to the topic. So you're always a bright light when you come on Wednesdays, and love having you here. And so if you want to tell the folks a little bit about yourself for the new listeners, always new listeners every single show, and then if you want to segue into your topic from there, that'd be great.
Yes, absolutely. So I am a self-love, mindfulness, and personal development mentor, and I feel guided to work with women who are struggling in life to know their worth, to want to love and accept themselves, and let go of any stresses in their lives, be able to have more mindfulness into their lives, as mindfulness reduces so much in our lives. It helps us with medical conditions and reducing stresses. And so that is my mission and purpose, is to help as many women as I can in this lifetime to just navigate through whatever roadblocks really are in their way as far as being their authentic self. And today's topic is something that we all experience time to time. It's one of those things that we can never get rid of. It's something that's always going to exist in our lives, and that is fear. And what is fear, really? Well, fear is really what is underneath the anxiety that we can feel sometimes, or the depression, or the anxiousness, the unease that we feel, the tension that we can feel in our body. And so when we feel fear, it can bring us to our knees, and we simply can't bargain with it. You know, we either have to deal with it head on, or we're going to go into a flight, fight, or freeze mode with fear. So to deal with fear, you have to deal with the egoic self, because it's the egoic self that actually tells us, you know, don't do this, or hide away, or don't, you know, freeze up and don't do anything. You know, it's that egoic self that actually does that. But the root of fear is uncertainty. You know, we're living in a world where we don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. We simply can't predict the future. You know, we don't know how long we have on this earthly plane. We don't know when our journey is going to come to an end. And so, you know, fear can certainly cause a lot of uncertainty when we can't predict anything in our lives. But also, it's more than that, because fear can just show up as a physical threat. It's, you know, our instinct kicks in. Like, if we're threatened physically in some way, harm, you know, that is going to show up in our body and create tension, and we're going to feel the fear through our whole body, and we can't control it. It just takes over, and that can shape our reality sometimes. So we have a survivor's brain is what I like to call it, because when something is threatening us, we go into survivor mode right away, and we want to do whatever we can to either avoid that fear or flight or freeze up. So it's really those three situations that we go through. And so the more that we learn about fear and actually lean into fear, the more that we can actually learn from it, the more that it no longer controls us. So if we don't avoid fear and we actually face fear head on, fear, before we do that, it actually has the control over us. But if we actually move into the fear and face the fear, then how does it control us anymore? It doesn't. We've taken the power back from fear. And like I said, it's something that we're always going to experience in certain situations that happen, whether it's physical, whether it's in the mind, whether it's in the body. It's just something that we're always going to have to deal with. So instead of avoiding it or freezing up or fighting it, which causes so much anxiety for us, it's better that we just dive into it and see what it actually tells us, because we won't know what fear is actually trying to tell us until we actually dive into it and look beneath the layers to get to the answer of why fear is showing up. And if we don't deal with fear, it can actually turn into negative energy. And that negative energy can actually be harmful to the body. You know, if you were to scan your entire body when you're in fear, you could actually pinpoint the parts in your body where you feel fear the most. Like, for example, it could be maybe your back or your neck, or your throat is tightening up. You can actually feel the physical effects of it. And so we don't want to lock in the fear. You know, we want to actually release the fear so that it doesn't keep repeating in the same situation. Now, there's also tragic things that do happen in our lives, and fear can also show up over and over again when we're in certain situations, because it brings us back to that other past memory that we have, that we went through such a traumatic event. And so we have to be able to release that and heal from that, because otherwise in our current situations, when we go to that place, it's just going to cause the same anxiety, the same negative energy is going to be locked in our bodies, locked in our minds, and we're just going to keep thinking the same thing over and over again, not being able to release it. And I mean, it's hard when tragic events happen. You know, people experience tragic things, car accidents, fires. You know, there's just loved ones passing away. There's so much that we have to deal with on a human conditioning level. However, we still need to look into fear to see what it's trying to tell us so that we can overcome it and actually not let it control our lives, because it can. It can control our lives. And we all experience it. And the more that we dive into it, the more that we can actually awaken spiritually, because we're facing the fears, we're learning from the struggle, we're learning what fear has to teach us. And by doing that, again, we're just getting more and more awakened. We're learning more and more as a human being. And I believe that every human makes up the human consciousness collective. So the more that we deal with fear as humans, the more that we're consciously contributing to humans all over the world. So the more we can do that, the more greater experience that we will have, the more knowledge we will have, and the more we'll be able to deal with fear without, you know, kind of reacting. So things that we can do, some reactions sometimes that we have to fear is, you know, when we don't deal with it and it's really bothering us, we could cut somebody off. Sometimes we get aggressive. Sometimes we shut down. We talk over somebody. We want to prove ourselves. We work harder. consume more material items. We don't listen so well, and then we just keep defending others. You know, so we keep defending others, and all of those things are something that we don't normally want to do. We don't want to be that way or behave that way. But when we don't deal with fear, it can just manifest, and that's what happens with us. And I often say, you know, what we resist persists. And I don't know who actually came up with that quote, but you might have even heard of that, Michael.
Right.
Have you heard of that before?
Yeah, I have. When we push back, you know, what we're not wanting to deal with, makes it worse.
Exactly. And then we can get locked into that feeling in our bodies. And, you know, who wants to feel that way? Who wants to have the tension and the stress and the anxiety and the depression and, you know, all the other ailments that humans feel when they're going through negative emotions? You know, we don't want that. We don't want to be able to experience that. So we've got to learn from it and pursue it somehow and move forward with it. And like I was saying before, with the flight, fight, freeze, I sometimes stumble those words, like almost like, you know, the limericks that you can say sometimes. But when we really flight, when we're in flight mode, that's when we're in avoidance mode. That's when we're saying, you know, we're not going to deal with this now. Maybe we'll deal with it later, but we're just going to leave it completely and just ignore it. And then when we're fighting it, then we're just struggling against it. We're not letting fear win, but fear is winning, you know, because we're fighting it with all of our might. And that's when we're in the anxiety, we're in the depression, we're in the what's going to happen tomorrow, and we can't control it. We lose our control. And when we lose that control, then we're not happy. We're just in uncertainty mode. We're in unhappiness land, and that's no good for us. And then when we're frozen, we're not having any benefits there because we're completely stopped in our tracks. You know, we're not going forward. We're not going backwards. We're just standing still. But when we stand still, again, it's not releasing anything, and those negative emotions are still going to be there, you know, and that's no good for us. So what I always say is befriend the fear. As hard as that statement sounds, befriending the fear is the best way that you can do, because best thing that you can do, because when fear shows up, it's trying to tell us something. It's like an internal compass that is pointing us straight to something, saying, hey, pay attention here, something's happening. You know, you're feeling the physical effects, you're mentally drawn to it, and so we're drawn to that. So if we befriend the fear and actually check in with ourselves, we can actually learn a lot. Like, you know, when we're checking in with ourselves, we're asking ourselves, how does my body feel right now? Where is the tension? You know, is the tension in my neck? Is it in my head? Is it in my throat? You know, what's my overall mood of my mind right now? You know, how am I feeling up there? And are you worried or fixated on something? And you're just going over it and over it and over it again. And that is checking in with yourself. But it also, fear can really, when you befriend it, it can tie in with that mindfulness piece, because you want to check in and you want to witness it, but you don't want to judge it. You don't want to judge yourself. You don't want to judge the fear, your reaction to the fear. You don't want to judge it. You just want to be curious of it. And the more that you're curious of it, the more that you actually can learn from it and actually get your power back and overcome that fear. So sometimes, well, actually, I would recommend all the time, whenever you're in fear, especially if it's that high anxiety fear, is to just pause right in that moment. Just take a minute for yourself to get grounded. And the way that you can get grounded is by taking deep breaths. You know, take a deep belly breath. I always say belly breath because you can see the belly expand. And then you hold it and you release it. And anchors and sensors are really good as well. And what an anchor and sensor is just, for example, when you're sitting in your chair, you're getting grounded, you can look around and name five things that you see. Or try to take in the scents that might be around you and name five senses that you can smell. And check in with your body, scan your body, you know, for example, your feet touching the ground, what does that feel like? What part of your body do you feel on your chair? It's just bringing awareness to your complete body and where you are and what you feel in that moment. And try to breathe while you're actually doing that in a calm, collective manner. Have you ever done any anchors and sensors or like type of breathing meditations before, Michael?
Yeah, funny you say that because I was doing some before the show because of some things I was talking to you off air about dealing with and, you know, having to do that and do some meditations and, sit back in my chair, put my feet down and just I have a certain meditation that I do and really seems to help and so much needed. Definitely a great point.
Yeah, absolutely. And another thing I like to do sometimes is you can put your hand on your heart and your other hand on your belly. And sometimes, believe it or not, that works, especially when you're breathing, because, you know, we have meridian points all over our body, and those are two of our meridian points that we can feel things through. And so sometimes that will center us as well. And then, of course, you know, breathing in slowly. So there's all kinds of things we can do to really just get grounded. I mean, even drinking a glass of water slowly is a way to ground yourself, believe it or not. And the more that we learn these little techniques and the more that we deal with fear, the more that we can overcome and rise above and move through it and really just, you know, like I said, take back our personal power because nobody wants to be controlled by fear. You know, we don't want that to run our lives and just all of a sudden we could be anywhere and just have a meltdown. And, you know, nobody wants to have a meltdown in the middle of public or at your home or not want to go anywhere because you're letting fear control your life. And so that's why it's so important that we befriend the fear, that we check in with ourselves, we check in with our mind, we check in with our body. And we check in with our mood, and you can even set a timer on your phone to check in with your emotional state. Like I recommend sometimes you can set it every 5 hours. And then when it goes off, you just sit and you ask yourself, how am I feeling? How is my body feeling? You know, how do my arms feel or my legs feel? Like, is there any tension? Is there any stress I'm feeling? And then just take that time for yourself, and that almost ties into the self-love aspect as well, which is so important. So, yeah.
Yeah,
and also,
great. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, absolutely. So hopefully anybody who's feeling fear out there has gotten some enlightenment with that tonight.
Yeah, that's great. That's a lot of helpful. And are those some of the things that you help people with, like over the phone? Maybe kind of let the folks know if people call you with different things you help people with.
Yes, absolutely. So right now I'm actually developing a single session option, which is kind of called Sacred Space with Your Inner Child. So I'm going to start doing inner child work, which is doing deep visualizations with your inner child. But I do guided meditations and other visualizations as well, and one-off consulting sessions. But for somebody that really wants and needs ongoing support, I always recommend my Self-Love Immersion Group Program, which is 8 weeks. because that is where we really dive in, and you have the ongoing every week support to overcome whatever challenges are facing you, whether it's, you know, insecurities with yourself or just dealing with certain stresses that you face. You know, so I coach on a variety of issues that women simply face every single day.
Okay, well, great. And how do folks reach you? What's some of the ways?
Yeah, absolutely. So the best way to reach me is always on Facebook with my business page, which is Mindful Awareness with Shannon Marie. On top of that, they can also reach me in my Unstoppable Hearts group that I have developed. And for those Twitter fans out there, I also do tweet, and my Twitter handle is at Shay Hips, S-H-A-Y-H-I-P-S. So I'd be happy to connect there as well.
Okay. Okay, very good. And we have that all listed, folks, on the show page. All the links are there for your easy access to contact Shannon. And Shannon does sessions all the time, in case you wondered. I always get that question, so I want to say it out there. Shannon, thanks so much. Thanks so much for sharing very important information. And we'll see you back here next week at the same time.
That's right. I'm happy to be here, and we'll see you next week, Michael.
Okay. Take care. Thanks again, Shannon. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Really enjoyed that. Thank you again. Okay. Well, Journey of Light continues. So everybody redial as Nashville's astrologer is up next. Jennifer Green will be here. Then we'll have Carol Adams and Lisa Zayas. So everybody redial as this episode now will end.